just seeing all these people come in with a very excited air about them, and there was a magic atmosphere at this theatre. And seeing a theatre fill for your show, your school show, in the end, it was quite amazing. Anyway, the opening bars room is a very, very grand, and the lights went down, the opening bars came up, and what happened was it simply a magical night. The students were amazing. They didn't miss one musical or sound cue. And Les Miserables is such a huge show for students at that age, because they were from 12 all the way through to sixth form, sort of 18, to perform such an adult-based show. It was quite amazing. And it just went like clockwork. There was only one problem, only one thing went wrong, and people sometimes remember the show for it. We had a young man called Matthew Colley, and he played Javert, the policeman. And he has to sing a song called Stars. And I was sitting at the back of the stalls, and I could see that his position was wrong. He was too far back, and I could do nothing about it. And I thought, they're going to hit him. And sure enough, he did. He was into this big, dramatic song, Stars, and the curtain bar hit him on the head. And for a brief second, I just got visions of this poor lad ending up behind a curtain, having to sing this dramatic, tearful song, and nothing. What Matthew did was quite amazing. He was hit on the head. He ducked under. He managed to stay in front of the curtain, and he carried on as if nothing had happened, really. And he finished his song Stars, and the applause he got was unbelievable. He made 1,000 friends that night when he did that.